Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steelsmith. I'm minister of the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, I want to talk about Jesus, the great unifier. And this is a particularly personal and poignant message today, as just last night, we lost yet another good man in Manenberg. Casper was once a senior gang leader, but he found Jesus and left the gang a few years ago. And yet he was senselessly gunned down nevertheless. Casper was my friend, and he was a good man. He was far more likely to sell you the gospel in his latter years than anything else. Of course, the greatest tragedy here is for his wife and children, and yet the wider tragedy for the community is he was most likely killed because he was perceived to have once had an affiliation with a particular gang. Now, this is as silly and wrong and yet tragically commonplace as a man or woman being killed because of their skin color or because they're Zimbabwean. And that is as nuts and against the wishes of God as me, for example, being killed simply because I have blue eyes. Galatians 3:28 says, "There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave or free, nor is there male and female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus." Friends, forgive me for paraphrasing the Bible. However, if this passage was written in a modern-day context of the Cape Flats or Hillbrow in Joburg, let alone Gang Central Manenberg, it could so easily say there's neither rich man, nor white man, nor colored man, black nor green, neither American gangster, nor hard-living, nor jester, or clever kid, neither privileged or underprivileged, township dwellers or city dwellers, neither master, servant, neither South African nor Zimbabwean, nor Malawian or even Australian, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. In this passage, Paul has been making the case to the Gentile or the non-Jewish Christians in Galatia that they don't need to follow the law in order to be saved. Paul makes the point that only by faith in Christ can they become children of God Almighty. He goes on to assure these believers that because of their common faith in Christ, they've been fully united with everyone else who's also a Christian, and further, that there are no lesser Christians in the family of God. Our earthly markers create no value distinction between us in God the Father's eyes. Free people hold no greater honor than slaves. Men are certainly not superior to women. Jews do not carry a higher rank than Greeks or non-Jews, and no race is a master race, nor any ethnicity inferior. But how, you might ask, is this possible? Well, firstly, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, holds the central position in the family of God. And as all Christians are in Christ, we are one and we are united. Since no one is higher and no one is lower, we are equal in his eyes. And this is clearly antithetical to so much of what is being practiced throughout the world today. It's truly revolutionary and absolutely the opposite of what we see happening every single day, both here in South Africa, definitely in the United States, and indeed all over the world. You see, friends, sadly, we live in a dog-eat-dog world where mankind has for generations tried to argue a false position of superiority or greater thanness based on perceived superficial differences. And I guess that's one thing that's at the core of what's wrong with this godless world. Man tragically ignores the beauty, majesty, order, and creative magnificence of God in designing us all unique and different and yet fundamentally equal, and we somehow make the humanistic argument that there is no divine order. Instead, I determine the order. And of course, that order is based upon people just like me being at the top of it. This lie that we are all different is a man-made construct designed to create artificial power over those that man wishes to falsely claim are inferior or less important than themselves. In our work alongside the gangs, it's clear that the gangs all bleed the same, they eat the same, and they live the same. Yet they think that they hate each other because they've been taught artificially to despise and distrust everyone else. Sadly, the world has turned difference into something to be feared and be threatened by, rather than understanding difference as God showing off his limitless creativity. Difference, black skin, white skin, colored skin, different races, different languages, etc. These are all expressions of God's infinitely amazing creativity. When we see a field of different colored flowers, we think, wow, God is so clever. And we should do the same when it comes to our fellow human beings. It's the world that has given positive or negative value to certain ways of being or looking, rather than seeing things from God's perspective. So friends, my prayer this week is that we will embrace and celebrate our uniquenesses and superficial differences, but even more so embrace, celebrate, and be thankful that we truly are all both one and the same in Christ. And that the place that we each hold at the foot of Christ, that place of absolutely unmerited grace, is more than enough to fulfill every one of our heart's desires. So let's live each day at every single level, seeing our fellow South Africans and our fellow mankind as fundamentally equal and equally important to and loved by God and by us. Amen.